I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus. The Dayton Art Institute presents Riveting, women artists from the Sarah M. and Michelle Vance Waddell Collection, showcasing a variety of styles and media. Here is Maria Postlewaite, the Kettering Curator of Photography and Special Projects at the DAI.
My supervisor, our head curator, Dr. Jerry Smith, had been in contact with Sarah Vance Waddell about her amazing collection. He'd borrowed work from her before for an exhibition called Our Century, Dayton Area Collects. In that process, realized, oh, she's got a great collection. There's a lot to draw from there. And in talking with her, decided that focusing on women artists in that collection, which is a big point of interest for her and for the way that she collects and whose work she collects, would make a great exhibition. And my very first week working at the Dayton Art Institute, he came to me and was like, I know you just started, but what would you think? Like, would you be interested? Do you want to curate this show with me? And I was like, oh, yeah, of course, I'm in.
What are some of the ideas or themes in this exhibit?
It's actually hard to synthesize down to a single idea because there are 79 artists represented in the show with over 85 works. They're all women from all over the world, local, regional, international, and from all different geographies and identities. We've got Asian artists and Middle Eastern artists and artists that were born in Trotwood. So people from everywhere.
What's one of your favorite pieces in the show?
I mean, I can't pick a favorite. It's like picking a favorite kid, right? So if you're thinking, I don't know if work by women, maybe that's not. No, there's something for everyone in the show. And I think that's one of the wonderful parts about it, that all women are different. And there's so many women represented in the show that, of course, you're going to be able to find something that appeals to you. So there's work that is made of glass, ceramics, painting, drawing, different kinds of sculpture. There's an LED work with like kind of moving lights. There's a lot to choose from. And the artists touch on subjects from like things that you see a lot in the news today, whether it's like common cultural issues, but also some of it's looking really at what they can do with media to push the boundaries of media. And some of it's kind of clever or funny or tongue-in-cheek, and some of it's really serious.
You said there's 79 artists total from really all over the world, including locally, and they're all women artists.
Yeah.
What's one particular piece in this exhibit that really jumps out at you?
One that if folks have seen any of the advertising for the show, or if maybe they've spotted like the banner on the front of our building, you're going to see Shark Girl as Boxer, which is a work by Casey Reardon Miller, who's a Cincinnati artist. It's this huge work of a woman who has her fists up like she's ready to fight, and her head is a shark's head. That work was inspired because as a child, she said that she had that irrational fear that there was going to be a shark in the swimming pool. And later kind of reflected on that, and what would it mean to really like face your fear or like embody your fear. If you did, you could do anything, right? So we see this figure who has her fists up. She doesn't look like she wants to fight, but she will if she has to, you know, with this shark head. And then her clothing looks like it dates to around the 1760s. So I imagine maybe she's also a bit of a revolutionary. And there's just a great photograph by Rania Matar, a Lebanese photographer. It's of two women, and it has great colors. One of them is wearing all stripes, and one has her hand on her hip, and it's a mother and daughter. And you know that when you read the label, but then it's really interesting to look at their body language with each other, at the things that you find in common. They kind of both each hold a hand the same way, and I don't think that they realized it. So like the things that we share across families, and then the ways that we're all different. I really like to just keep looking at that one. If you think that you know what the show is, you don't. So come on down and take a look, and I think we'll find a way to surprise you.
Maria Postlewaite from the Dayton Art Institute. The DAI's exhibit, Riveting, runs through September 8th. More details at daytonartinstitute.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.